Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the feast of St. Albert the Great, and from Malta we hear from Father Costantino Mammo. Father Cost lives in Valletta, and his preaching today is entitled Faith is a Journey.
From the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Today's Gospel selection presents us with the healing of the 10 lepers. We know the story. 10 lepers approach Jesus and ask for his mercy. Jesus tells them to go and show themselves to their priests. Along the way, they were healed, and only one of them returned to praise God and thank Jesus. We know the story, but I want to remind myself and you of some context. Jesus was telling his disciples that if a brother sins, they are to correct him. If there is repentance, you must forgive, he told them. Even if the same person sins against you 7 times a day, and he turns back to tell you, I repent, you must forgive. Knowing that it is not easy to always forgive, they told Jesus, Lord, increase our faith. Jesus replied that faith does not depend on its size, but on what we do with it. With their request, the disciples acknowledged that their faith was not strong enough. But Jesus wanted to encourage them to use their faith and do something positive with the faith they had. He told them that faith, as small as a mustard seed, is enough to move trees and mountains. At the beginning of Luke chapter 17, the disciples asked their master to increase their faith. Some verses down in today's Gospel selection, we find Jesus telling the healed Samaritan, get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well. I am meditating this Gospel selection as it lies between these two sentences, Lord, increase our faith, and your faith has made you well. Luke tells us that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. Of course, he knew what was waiting for him there, suffering, death, and resurrection. Luke tells us that Jesus told the 10 lepers, go and show yourselves to the priests. And as they were on their way, they were made clean. So, in a way, Luke is telling us that faith is a journey towards what people deeply desire. The healing the lepers asked for, and the eternal life we long for, and which is offered to us by Jesus' own journey to his resurrection and our redemption. When the 10 men were healed, Jesus asked nobody in particular, were not 10 made clean, but the other 9, where are they? Luke does not tell us, so we need not waste time and energy to imagine an answer. However, Luke tells us that when the lepers approached Jesus, they kept their distance and called out asking for mercy. This phrase made me think that they used to obey the law, and Jesus told them to show themselves to the priests, and so they did. When along the way they saw that they were already healed, only one of them, a Samaritan, felt himself free to return to Jesus and show his joy and gratitude. This reminded me of the parable of the Good Samaritan who helped the man he met along the way who was in trouble. Yes, where were they? The journey of faith includes gratitude, joy, thanksgiving, and helping others in need. We cannot know if the other 9 former lepers thanked God for their healing. But is it only a small minority that normally remembers to show gratitude for the benefits received? We ask God to help us, to show us mercy, and perhaps we even are annoyed and angry when we imagine that God does not do as we ask Him to. We easily forget to do as the disciples did and acknowledge our limited faith. Do we trust God? Do we love Him? Do we praise Him? Do we ask Him to increase our faith? We can do well to ask ourselves, where are we on our faith journey? Do we thank Him? It is so easy to do so. There is no need for us to learn long and beautiful prayers of thanksgiving or invent new ones. 2 small words are enough to show our gratitude. A thank you can do wonders. Pope Francis reminds us that 3 words are enough to express our feelings. Thank you, to show gratitude. Please, to show our needs. And sorry, to show repentance. We need not complicate things. Remember the parable of the talents in Matthew 25. The master told the men who made good use of their talents, "Well done, good and trustworthy slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master." This would be the glorious end to our faith journey, the one we hope for.